you mentioned that part of your coming of age there, I guess, was to leave the country during the Vietnam War. Now, you weren't in danger of being drafted or anything, were you? I think you probably survived through by a college deferment, that kind of thing.
As long as I was in college, back then we had our two S's. But where I went to school, if a guy flunked out, next thing we heard from him, he was at Fort Dix. They got picked up really quickly. In my case, they were coming out with the lottery. It was the spring of 70 was the first year of the lottery. And I had a fairly high number, but I had already put into motions my plans to leave because I didn't trust that I wouldn't be drafted. You know, in the same way that recruiters get you into the Army and say you'll never be in combat and you'll get all this training and everything else, and then the next thing you know, you're over in Baghdad. I didn't trust that I wouldn't get drafted, and I was ready to leave the States, and so I went. And I never did get drafted, but I was still gone from 70 to 74. And that, I feel, very much is where my education started. And another thing I'd say is, during Vietnam, I felt, and this even increased all the more when I left the country, that I had a lot more in common with farmers and working people around the world than I did with the Wall Street brokers who were making money off the war. You know, there was no decision at all about leaving. And leaving the country just made me even more fervent, my beliefs around pacifism and looking at globalization and the exploitation of people's resources and their land and what they eat and what they're able to eat, what they're even able to grow. I mean, this is something we don't know in this country, the total massive control that global corporations have over people in the world. And that's where these pockets of resistance come from. That's where these rebellions, that's where these revolts, that's where these struggles for liberation come from. I feel it often boils down to just people wanting to control a piece of land to survive, to put food in their stomachs and to see their children live beyond the age of five. And I'm not exaggerating at that when you look at some of the attrition rates in the world. It's not a matter of farmers in the world not knowing how to grow food and take care of their children. It's a matter of what they have access to, what type of land and what type of health care and how many bombs are dropping on any one day or what oil company is polluting their environment. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't hear about in this country. I mean, I could go on and on and on about this with the work that I've had in different countries, like with the United Nations and so forth. The censorship of information around the world is, it's an abomination, what we're told and what's really happening.
Well, in order not to censor what you had to share with our audience, for your second Song of the Soul, you chose Dancing Shoes, which is about that period during the Vietnam War when you went down to Colombia.
That's right. That was the song I wrote about leaving the country.
Let's listen to it, and then we'll come back, talk a little bit more about that. This is Dancing Shoes, and it's by my guest for today's Song of the Soul, Tom Nielsen.
Guns were blazing across the sea. Spent my last night on the floor. See, you're better than a PhD. No way I'm going to this war.